How can this be the 15th of April already?
You know what today is? It's tax day.
Oh my gosh.
Tax day is upon us, people.
You had to bring that up.
But anyway, did have to bring that up.
The 15th of April, and it's time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates, broadcasting over KVRE and sponsored by the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, today on this April the 15th, it is National Glazed Spiral Ham Day.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's National Titanic Remembrance Day.
Yeah, because the unsinkable Titanic sank today back in 1912 on this day.
It did.
The largest passenger vessel in the world went under. It was a tragic deal.
It was a tragic deal. And I'm sure that Turner Classic or somebody's going to be playing the movie Titanic today.
Yeah, you can count on that.
I would imagine. It's also National Rubber Eraser Day. Because in 1770, Joseph Priestley discovers that a piece of rubber could erase lead made from pencils.
Isn't that something?
And he coined the word eraser. And it's one of my favorite days today. It's National Laundry Day. Well, I am like the laundry queen.
You are, because you enjoy doing laundry.
I do enjoy doing the laundry. Mm-hmm. It gives me a sense of pride.
Right. Of accomplishment.
Of accomplishment, yes.
Right. The more, the better. You've even done some of ours.
I have. You haven't brought me any in a while.
I know. I'll see if I can remedy that, though.
Well, I mean, I certainly don't mind doing it for you.
Yes. Let's go way back.
Way back. How far back are we
going?
Well,
let's go back to 2348 B.C.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's way back.
Way back.
This is a date that Noah's Ark landed on Mount Ararat in Armenia. How about that?
Wow. Hey, I want to give a shout out to, I got a great email last week.
Okay.
From a listener in Wisconsin. His wife lives here, and he's in the process, in the next year, he'll be moving here.
But he's in Wisconsin now. Huh?
Yes. And he listens to us every day.
Good.
And he sent me an email last week, and I tried to reply. It's part of this ongoing problem that we're having with AT&T and Yahoo accounts, not being able to send mail out to them. Mm. But he says to me, he said, "Hello, Alice. Just wanted to send you a quick note of appreciation to you and everyone at KVRE. You guys are amazing in the way you're able to connect with people on a personal level. I can't imagine how difficult it is to keep it together with the pressures of ever-changing media businesses these days. My wife has lived in the village for just over a year, and she loves it. And if everything goes all right on my end, I will be there in October."
Well, great.
"Your station is the invisible link for me to keep up with what's going on there day to day. It's hard being away from her, but you guys really make me feel like I'm already a part of the community." And he said, "So, don't ever get down on yourself, because you're making life better for more people than you'll ever know. You've got that mojo."
We appreciate that.
And that came on a morning last week that I kind of needed it. And it just uplifted my morning that day.
But I wish, you know, the powers to be here in the village would understand that and appreciate it, because we can work with them.
We could work with them.
They have no idea. The reach of the station.
They have no idea.
And what we can do to promote.
And we would be happy to if they would reach out to us, but the powers that be here in the village, they don't utilize us.
No, well.
And that's sad. But for at least for us, though, we do what we possibly can.
Yes, we do. 1970 on this date, the Beer Can Collectors of America was incorporated.
Well.
Headquartered in Fenton, Missouri. The group now includes over 100 active chapters, except I don't think we have one here.
I don't think so either, amongst all the clubs and organizations here in the village.
You won't find a beer can collectors club.
No, you will not.
That we know of.
1865 on this day in history, at 7:22 a.m., President Lincoln passed away several hours after he was wounded at Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. Mm. Andrew Johnson then became our 17th U.S. president.
Yeah, sad day.
1938, Huey, Dewey, and Louie premiered in the Walt Disney cartoon Donald's Nephews.
Wow. So it's their birthday.
It is their
anniversary,
birthday.
Yeah.
Quack, quack.
Okay, I like that.
I love saluting the great cartoon characters.
Yeah, the ducks.
Yes. 1960.
That should be of interest to the track announcer. He has a big duck collection.
He does.
Matt.
I have some ducks on my desk now, too, from,
oh,
the,
you do?
From the Red River
okay.
remote that Tracy and I did.
So you started your own duck collection.
Well, I had three in my bag, and so they're sitting on my desk now.
Okay.
1966.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Well, maybe so. 1966, Buffalo Springfield performs for the first time in concert. 1968, Aretha Franklin records her classic Think. 1972, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face by Roberta Flack was number one, stayed there for 6 weeks. 1989, The Fine Young Cannibals were number one with She Drives Me Crazy. And in 1992, Eric Clapton's single Tears in Heaven was certified platinum.
Now, keep in mind, and on April the 27th, the Farmers Association is going to start closing at noon on Saturdays.
They are.
That starts on April the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But plenty of time to go out and check them out. Today is an example.
Yes.
And you want to stock up on Repel insect repellent because it repels mosquitoes, ticks, gnats, biting flies, chiggers, all of that.
Okay. And long-lasting, ticks are out, people.
Long-lasting protection. They also have an insect repellent developed especially for clothing and gear.
Mm-hmm.
You spray that on your jeans and your boots. It lasts for several days, but it will keep the ticks off of you.
Yeah. It's got permethrin in it.
Yeah. Repel.
Yeah, and don't forget too. We talk about this every spring, but the Bonnie Truck is there weekly, and they just have a plethora of plants.
Oh my gosh!
They change weekly, but they trust me when they have tomato plants.
They have herbs.
They have lettuce. They have cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. It's just so much that they have, and like I said, the. Plants change weekly.
And that's all at the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, born on this day, on the 15th of April, tax day, 1933, singer, songwriter, and actor Roy Clark. Well, we might hear the Hee-Haw song this morning.
I bet we will.
We also have some Roy Clark in the system.
Well, we need to hear Roy Clark because he was great. We miss him.
He was great on the banjo.
Guitar.
Well, he did banjo, too, wasn't
he? Oh, yeah. But he was an expert guitarist, one of the best we've had.
1944, singer and guitarist Dave Edmunds. 1948, TV producer Linda Bloodworth Thomason. So the Canadian has just discovered Designing Women.
Really?
Never seen it before.
After all this time?
After all this time. I said, so she is getting the Julia Sugarbaker, all the love on,
Okay.
I told her once she finishes that, she needs to then watch Evening Shade.
That's right. Classic.
That's classic television there.
Yeah.
1959, actress Emma Thompson. 1978, country singer Chris Stapleton. And in 1982, actor Seth Rogen.
Stop in tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice. Brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road. In Hot Springs, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and on Saturday until 1. But remember, beginning April the 27th, they're going to close at noon on Saturday, so keep that in mind. We will see you tomorrow.